Soul music is a widely recognized, if loosely defined, style characterized by intense, believable emotional investment and a fusion of musical traditions, both sacred and secular. The inherent tension between those opposing points of origin provides the springboard for Joel Rudenow in his new book, Soul Music, Tracking the Spiritual Roots of Pop from Plato to Motown.
Soul music was basically a combination of gospel music, the sacred music of the African American church, and the blues, which is widely referred to as the devil's music, and which many people seriously understand to be spiritually at odds with gospel music. And I found that puzzling. But puzzling in the sense that these two forms of music, blues and gospel, are very intimately connected historically. And at the philosophical level, what does it mean for music to be spiritually at odds with other music?
Rudenow comes to this question from dual perspectives, as both a working musician himself and as a professor of philosophy at Santa Rosa Junior College. He begins his analysis by tracing the history of black musical traditions in this country, which began with the fieldworker spirituals, but spawned something different in the wake of the Civil War and the Reconstruction, something that was soon labeled the blues.
And there's no more expression of faith there. There's no more faith in divine intervention and divine salvation. For the blues, it's just a matter of keep on keeping on and a kind of dark irony as a coping mechanism. And so it's a crisis of faith. And from the perspective of those still in the church, that's to be resisted as the work of the devil.
Yet it was the energy of the blues that reanimated the music within the Southern Black Church and became what we think of today as gospel. So in that way, the subsequent emergence of soul music can be seen as just another turn of the cosmic wheel. Thus, stepping outside a theological argument, Rudenow turns his attention to a quite different question. How does music work on the human soul? That's where Plato comes in.
Plato has a theory of the soul as pertains to moral consciousness, the awareness of right and wrong and whether we're living a life worthy of the status of a human being and so on. And Plato's moral psychology is developed, surprisingly, in terms of Pythagorean tuning theory, in terms of inner harmony and intonation, tuning the soul and harmonizing the soul. And that's all music theory.
And it was the ancient Pythagoreans who sought truth and wisdom in numbers who refined the study of harmonics that Rudenow brings to bear on his question.
Are certain musical values more suitable to the communication of divine consciousness? Do they bring consciousness up or do they bring consciousness down? How does music work upon the individual and collective soul? And when you look at the history of philosophy, one of the people that has said the most about the impact of music on the soul, both individually and collectively, is Plato.
Raising questions for consideration rather than asserting answers, Rudenow also touches on the biology of rhythm, the pharmacopsychology of ambient soundscapes designed for meditative environments, and the medicinally healing powers of music that science is only beginning to unravel. Soul music, indeed. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.